Nip have been having a normal one. I just wanted to write an article about Jonas Gundersen because it's really pissed me off, right? That Jonas Gundersen in 2021 basically impugned my reputation, and but you know, because it was by extension everyone who worked at PGL, you know, when he did that tweet going, well, there's one non-white male, meaning James Bardolph, ignoring all the other non-white males, all, you know, just fine, you're all white today because a Danish dude says so, basically implying that there was some sort of sexist thing going on. And you know, I criticised PGL and I didn't defend it, but I will just say it was rich coming from a dude who they had, like, I think, like, one woman working in the whole company at the time, maybe two, and they didn't have a female esports team at all on the books. And when somebody pointed that out, everyone was going, oh, you're better than this, you're better than this. Like, no, practice what you preach is a pretty fucking basic philosophy. Anyway, since then, he's proven himself to be the biggest respecter of women of all time, hasn't he? Because, do you know what I mean? Like, he's fucking laughing about how they're going to work in Abu Dhabi. That's going to become Nip's headquarters, I think. It's going to be in Abu Dhabi, and they're all totally fine with that. They're all totally fine with that. And I don't know if you know about what it's like for women in Abu Dhabi, but it ain't great, friends. And he's going, yeah, great times ahead on LinkedIn. And I'm just at him. Can we do better? Because that's what he said. It's 2021, guys. Can we do better? Hey, it's 2023, guys. Can we do better? He just ignored, you know, Config joking about sexual assault, his own player, and then the coach of the women's team coming in and going, yeah, it's not a big deal you told that joke, when, of course, obviously, we cancel people for being in the same photo as sex traffickers and nasty people. So I would have thought a direct quote from the individual, you know, sort of saying, making light of sexual assault, probably deserves some sort of inquiry, some sort of reaction. Can we do better than this in 2023? Evidently not. So anyway, I was looking into something because I heard something behind the scenes. And as a result, I ended up with this story because I've been interviewing people and doing what I do. And this is just to show you pretty much what Nip are and what esports orgs are. You'll notice there's been a trend, hasn't there, to the stories on my Substack. And that is that these fucking orgs don't practice what they preach at all. Remember Team Liquid? Bloody hell, we just have to go to Saudi Arabia. I know we said we love the LGBT community, but we just have to go, because if we don't, like, maybe our Dota team will be bad or something. What I hate about this premise is it's the idea you have to be the most winningest esports org of all time. What's wrong with being a shit org, guys? What's wrong with not winning? What's wrong with standing for moral principles and you just don't win tournaments because of it? Maybe you don't make a fortune in sponsors because of it. Is that okay? Do we have to win? Do we have to be... Is that what we have to do? It's excellence at all costs, is it? Really weird, because I noticed that energy goes out the fucking window in other certain circumstances, doesn't it? Like when you want to pick up a dog shit player because he's got a really popular Twitch stream and things like that. What it is about is esports has been took over by a bunch of fucking vapid little narcissists who never had the money or the connections to have a real sports team, but now they can live the fantasy with somebody else's money just for a while, and they get to swan around like they're fucking Jerry Jones and that stuff, right? That's what's really going on, and that's all esports is now, right? So, you know, all of them are fucking hypocrites. But Nip, this was the story that just fell into my lap. Why do Nip no longer stand with Ukraine? And this is, of course, Nip, like everyone else, wanting to get high on that fucking drug, cloutium. Ooh, give it to me. Give me that cloutium, right? They're all huffing that cloutium. When it was convenient to take a very safe stance, isn't it? Very safe stance. Obviously, we're all against the invasion of Ukraine. We're all against civilians being killed by tyrannical nations, right? We're all against that, right? So everybody did it, right? They took their logo and they made it yellow and blue. Because this is the other thing that you guys don't know about. I'm going to really sort of do the big reveal here. All these owners of all these orgs, they all are in little, like, groups with each other, and they do group calls whenever they need, like, have a unified stance against, like, oh, I don't know, ESL or whatever, when they want to get more money, or if they want to have a meeting with Valve and, like, try and strong-arm them to give them, like, sticker money money or whatever it is. So they're all actually, they do communicate and they all walk in lockstep. So anyway, this was Nip stunning and brave. We stand with the people of Ukraine and for peace in Europe. Now that's great, by the way. Glad we're really standing for peace and standing with people. Only in Europe, it seemed. Nowhere else in the world do you have any thoughts about? Not, you know, Yemen, for example? No? All right, okay. Just in Europe. All right, well, that's good. It's a good start. It's enough peace for me. I like that, right? That's a good one. So, anyway, they deleted that. And I'm like, why would you delete that? I was like, look, and I clicked on it, and I'm like, wow. It's gone. Like, what the fuck? Like, there's many a tweet to delete, but standing with Ukraine shouldn't be one of them. So anyway, someone I was interviewing said, listen, they were told to take it down. And I was like, by who? Who could command them to do that? And what you probably don't remember is that they merged with a Chinese digital group called DSV5, and their League of Legends team is in the LPL. Right? So, which is the Riot Chinese League of Legends League, right? So, Riot China, Riot China told them to take it down because the LPL must remain an unpolitical league, which is super interesting because you might remember when Nike said, yeah, maybe we'll stop buying that cotton that's literally being picked by fucking slaves in the Xinjiang region, right? The LPL decided to take the very political statement of telling everyone they had to tape over the Nike swoosh. That looks pretty political to me. Oh, what do you know? You are political. You're just political in the way China's political. Right, okay, my bad. So anyway, I was like, oh, that's intriguing. I'll start doing some digging into that, right? And so I did, and then eventually came across somebody that said, oh, yeah, yeah, here's the internal Slack. Now, by the way, what's mad about that is there's like 60 people with access to this Slack, and the CEO of Nip is just posting this. Just fucking, oh, it's totally fine if dozens of people associated with Nip see this. So anyway, you can see here, it's the Standing With Ukraine. They even had it as the banner. He said, please blank this out. Go through all our posts and remove all Ukraine-related posts. It's blowing up on Weibo. Is it Weibo? I always say Weibo. Is it why? It is Weibo, right? It sounds ridiculous because it's just it's like a message board for people who are obsessed with anime. Is it Weibo? It is Weibo. A Weibo, whatever. Anyway, it's blowing up on Weibo. Okay, not Weibo. I should make that. I might make that website. That would be pretty good, actually. That's a good idea. If we had Weibo, I'm sure everybody would be there, all my audience. Right, anyway, it's blowing up on Weibo, and Riot China is pissed. So he then goes on to say, Riot China was nice about it, but said we need to keep LPL a non-political league. So let's draft up some guidelines. But as soon as possible, let's clear all our channels for Ukraine and then deal with this. So not even just that one tweet. You have to take it. All support for Ukraine across all channels has to be taken down. It's got to be disappeared. I don't like that we have to remove stuff like this, so I guess it's new times when you want to go into China. Did we get hold of Elias? That's the social media dude, evidently. Then Jonas, the wonderful, wonderful hero of the internet, says, doesn't MT have access also? Well, Vinny, I know we distributed to Anton at one point. Should we also look for personal posts, Hitchum? I'm guessing China is incredibly strict about this, so probably not a bad idea to be on the very safe side. And he said, yeah, go through your accounts. I'll go through mine now. Spoiler, by the way, Jonas missed one. He's still got a pro-Ukraine tweet up there. Be very, very careful. Anyway, then Hitchum Chaheen, the CEO of Nip, he thought this was hilarious that they're having to do all this. And he said, next time I land in China, I'll end up in a camp somewhere. It's so funny, isn't it, Hitchum? It's so funny that they are literally putting Uyghur Muslims into internment camps for sterilization of their women, which they are then offering up to businessmen, as gifts, as concubines, for playing nice with the state. Men are being beaten as part of a re-education process and forced into labour. Yeah, it's a fucking... It's a laugh a minute, Hitchum. It's a laugh a minute. I definitely do the crying laughter emoji, whoever did that. Fucking brilliant. Ha! Says Jonas. Now, Jonas, I hate to say it. It's 2023. Can't we do a little bit better than joking about the very real ethnic concentration camps in China? Can't we do better, Jonas? I don't know. Anyway, then Hitchum goes on to make another joke about it. So what's your opinion on our friend Putin? Putin, who dat, got a concussion. I won't criticise Putin anymore because executives at a video games league told me not to. I'm fucking hilarious. Definitely not a moral coward. Jonas Gunderson, ha 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 ha. Even Mario can't save you there. Kaz, we're going to get to him. This is so America Factory vibes. Nip rebranding its colour palette in 2023 from lime green to Soviet red. Yeah, it's great, all the people that live under the yoke of tyranny. Then, more jokes, right? Hitchum, please wake up before I'm assassinated. Weibo aren't chicane fans. If it continues, I might actually have to pick that as my name down there. 60 million impressions. Fuck my life. Assassination. And then we end up with this here. It's a crazy world. Not even esports can escape the geopolitical landscape. This is after this cunt from Denmark adopted the American conceptualization of whiteness from Berkeley, the utter nonsense of it all, and then attacked a group of people, another company, one of his business partners, ostensibly, for not hiring to a standard he likes. And then he goes, if only we could bloody escape the geopolitical landscape. You can't be real, you mad fucker. Also, our own GIFs are not on Giphy. That's how bad Giphy is, Discord for life. And then Hitchum did a joke of Xi Jinping meeting with the rocket man from North Korea with the square head. And then it went here. Trending in China is an achievement, at least. These are some underlings. I've removed their names. What is public opinion on the Russian invasion in China? They are allies. Hitchum, death sentence if you against. Jonas goes on. They've been pretty neutral publicly, though, but definitively neutral, as in anyone having opinions either way of the matter, they like, let's not, as they keep their alliance with Russia going. Fuck everyone, legalize it. Don't even know what's going on there. Kaz then chips in with, love that this is an issue just now. The invasion started on the 24th of Feb. Guess news travels slow to the motherland. And then Hitchum goes, it's because LPL is vetting us at the moment. Let's go through all of our accounts. Now, what's really funny about this, what is actually funny about this, is that it shows that Hitchum is just a man of no moral fiber, and he knows it. Because he's openly saying, hey, we're going to go into China and work with these people. And yes, if I hold slightly different political views, I could end up in a camp, lol. I could be murdered, lol. So you know who China are. You know what the Chinese government does. You're very aware of the problems there. By mentioning a camp, I would even go so far as to say he is aware of what's happening to Uyghur Muslims in that part of China. Now, they remove all of that. They just erase that memory hole support for Ukraine, tacitly implying they no longer stand or support Ukraine. Just a small little problem there. Don't you have a player from Ukraine? Yeah, it's Ukraine, isn't it? Don't you have a player on your roster from Ukraine, Hedtrick or something? And now he knows that the public executive, the executives of his org that signed him, publicly will kowtow to China and don't want to support Ukraine if it's going to cost them some good boy points in the LPL. It's crazy, right? So anyway, we now know, without shadow of a doubt, say it loud and proud, the NIP executive body are moral cowards. They don't stand for anything at all and will remove statements and values as it suits them in a business, which, when you look at Jonas's little outburst through that lens, kind of makes me feel like it was really disingenuous and just something he did for attention. right? Now, that was that. Remember, that wasn't even the story. Interestingly enough, this was deemed not to be relevant on the CSGO sub. It was relevant when Nip said we stand with Ukraine and everyone was making the posts about that. But it's not relevant to tell the same community that went, you're so brave, Nip. You're so brave. Oh, hold on 1 minute. I can't clap for Ukraine. I've got to lean out my window and clap for carers. All the nurses that we're going to fire in 6 months. So we've done that, right? The mods, though, don't think it's appropriate for the same community that thought Nip did a good thing to be told, actually, they did a bad thing, right? Because, you know, why would the truth be important? And obviously, it's hard to get this stuff out now. There's a bunch of things going on, which I'll talk about probably at length some other time. But Substack definitely still feels like it's being throttled on Twitter and Reddit as well. For some reason, I guess because they said they won't remove nasty journalists writing columns that the Twitterati didn't like. They're somehow on some level. Well, now it's just because they're fucking with Musk's paper because they made a rival to Twitter that nobody uses called Notes. It's no threat to X.com. But anyway, the other problem we're up against is There is like a big censorship industry now in esports, it feels like. There's just no way to get these stories kind of out there and to get them to the fans in a way so fans are fully aware of the facts of the orgs that they support, the players they support, the developers they give money to. There's just no way to do it anymore. It's like if they don't directly find the article, that no one's writing these types of stories but me. Because these are the ones that get you blacklisted. These are the ones that, you know, we're not touching that. It's really interesting, isn't it? HLTV aren't writing this story. HLTV probably don't have an opinion about it. Although I'm pretty sure they did do a news post, again, highlighting, you know, all the orgs are standing with Ukraine. Now that one has decided not to stand with Ukraine, it's not newsworthy, apparently. So anyway, we've now established, factually, right, Nip are moral cowards. There you go. It's there. It cannot be disputed. Not a problem. But then, this was the story I was really going into. And my, oh my, how me and head mod Jice couldn't believe. He knew in advance. He knew. He's the head mod. He's got to know. So, Nip did this. Nip hired a celebrity sex offender as senior video producer. Which, as you're going to learn, they couldn't have hired him for a worse position. Because the nature of his 29 offences, he had more than 29 offences. It was 29 victims. I'll just read it to you. Not everyone will know the story of Caro Axel Smith. He was a Finnish TV presenter known for his hosting on MTV Nordic, hosting the Finnish version of The Voice for 5 years, and even was the Finnish voice for a character in the Disney movie Frozen. So, you know, all the Finnish people and people in the neighbouring countries know who this guy is. Then in March of 2016, Smith was arrested after police learned of allegations he had a secret video surveillance system in his bedroom, which he used for the purposes of non-consensually filming dozens of women he had sexual intercourse with. These videos were then shared via WhatsApp in a group he called The Hype Ring that contained some of his showbiz friends. So, he goes to court, he gets found guilty. You can see it was 30 counts of wiretapping, 4 counts of defamation, 2 counts of disseminating information infringing upon public life, and he was ordered to pay a somewhat derisory €150,000 in compensation to the victims, which he hasn't done. Now, would you believe, would you believe that somehow Ninjas in Pyjamas, the biggest, most popular org in Sweden, managed to hire this guy? He moved to Stockholm and started using a fake name, Kaz Malek Smith. And in September of 2022, again, after Jonas Gunderson said, we've got to do better for the women in esports, his company hiring a sex offender whose victims were all women. It's 2022, Jonas. Couldn't you do better? Evidently not. Anyway, he got hired as the senior video producer. So they said, hey, What up, sex offender? We haven't done a check on. With that suspicious name. Right? Have a video camera. Okay, right, well. And then... What's the first task they're going to give him, do you think? That's correct. Filming the women's CSGO team announcement video. So let me get this straight. You hired a convicted sex offender who was convicted for filming women for his own sexual gratification without their consent, gave him a camera, and then set him to work filming your newly acquired female CSGO team. Oh, I see no problem with this. I've told you guys before that you cannot parody how stupid esports is. It's completely true. Satire doesn't work in our industry. That's why when I wrote that piece about how I was selling out to Saudi and getting the bag, people believed it. Oh, someone in the chat, maybe they hired him because of his resume. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that, my friend. We'll also put you on the list of people who don't criticise Nip. Won't somebody actually think of Nip? Nip are the victims here, of course, which we're going to come to. So, anyway, this was the announcement on LinkedIn, just to prove it. I then went to Nip and said, please give me a statement on this one. And they did. So, I also just do want to make it clear, for the purposes of talking about this, while he was convicted of those things, there was I interviewed several people that were there at the time. There was no inappropriate behaviour that anyone had anything to say about. Everyone said he was super polite, super nice. Still a convicted sex offender, but, you know, super nice, super polite. So I'm not trying to imply he did anything wrong while he was in Nip. If you think that, you're missing the point of the story entirely. So, the statement from Nip was, we had a former employee who obtained his job based on a fraudulent CV and using a new identity. Nip was later notified by an external party about the true identity of this person. 14 hours after receiving that notice, the employee was dismissed summarily. We followed up individually with employees and with full transparency regarding the situation. In his 4 months of employment, he had limited contact with players, and we received no reports of abnormal behaviour. Now, I will just add, since publishing this, several people have contacted me to say there was no debriefing on this. We were not told at all, actually. We're just learning about it now. So, I don't want to say Nip have, you know, lied again, but maybe... Maybe they did. Yeah. When you're getting DM'd, like, whoa, what the fuck? And you go, wait, didn't you know? And then, no, no one told us. Oh, okay, cool. Guess this is fine. So look, I'll explain explicitly the point of the story, right? One of the great failings in the esports industry is duty of care. I'm very passionate about this, because if you know anything about my life, you will understand why this has affected many of my friends down the years. The duty of care you have. If you are going to run an esports org and you are going to deal with young, often vulnerable adults, people that aren't particularly socialized, people that have never had a job, people that might be living away from home and traveling for the first time in their lives, you have to be capable of looking after them and providing a safe environment for them. Now, this means that if you're gonna hire people, there has to be just a curiosity about who is going to have access to your players. And so there's this thing that we'll get to in a moment. There's this law in Sweden that says if you reject somebody for a position, be after you Google their name or look at their social media and see something you don't like, and they find out about it, you can be held liable for that. Now, it's one of the most unenforceable laws I've ever heard. And I'm pretty sure, by the way, without the laws, anybody could litigate if you felt that had happened to you and it was unfair. But they've codified it in Sweden. What I've seen a lot of people say is, background checks are illegal in Sweden, which is the most not... They're just not, guys. They're just not. In fact, Nip did a Q&A, which I haven't had time to edit the screenshots, but shout out to the people. Because, listen, I thought, oh, good, they're doing a Q&A on their Discord. They're talking about this, right? And I thought, you know what? that's actually responsible. Let the fans know, explain what they did wrong and why it won't happen again, and talk to anyone that has concerns. Bravo, actually. It's tough to handle stuff like this. But so I said, hey, guys, for any Nip fans there, Nip are having a Q&A right now on the Discord if you want to jump in and ask some questions, right? So, a few of my Discord fans, including the Mighty Jester, who you'll see in chat there, he went over and asked some questions. And they got super weirded out by someone asking cogent questions, and they just shut the whole channel down. They shut it down. But in the answers, they said from their own mouths that they couldn't afford to do the to work with a background checking company because it's a service you go and buy. They couldn't afford to do it. It's too expensive a service. So that means it isn't illegal, is it? If there's fucking companies making money by offering it as a service. They just didn't do it. And it's also especially ridiculous. This guy was on fucking TV. Yeah, I know it's Finland. Yes, I know it's Isengard, right? Nobody really knows what's going on in Finland if you're not an Uruk-hai. We all know that. But he was on TV for years. He's been followed by the paparazzi for years. He's been mentioned in Swedish tabloids. It's not like a Swede wouldn't know who this dude is. I'm not saying they would, but you can't determinedly say they wouldn't. It's not like over here on fucking Tory Island, Gammon Island, you know what I mean? Where we just don't know what the fuck's going on. We're all too busy going to food banks. We're too busy just trying to live. We haven't got time for the other, you know, here be dragons, it just says now after Brexit, right? That's what the new fucking map looks like. So anyway, understand that their statement makes him sound like a criminal mastermind with a fake ID and a new identity and a fraudulent CV. And it's like, yeah, you have to check the CV. That's not illegal in Sweden. That is an HR requirement. He also is required to bring along legally to, well, and actually, I don't know if you can compel them to do it in Sweden. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think it's considered an obligation, if not a legal obligation, to provide any evidence of any police interaction. I also don't believe that these are legal, you know, deed poll name changes. I think he's just walking around saying, this is my name now, to avoid, you know, any association with his past crimes. So, you know, look, I believe that HR probably could have caught this one. That's my belief. That's why I believe it's a public interest story. Because if an esports org is a bit slipshod with who they hire, it can have dangerous ramifications. You wouldn't want certain types of people around young adults. Let's put it that way. Right? You know, and the example I've used is to all the people who were going, but they did nothing wrong. I imagine you wouldn't have that energy if we were talking about a school hiring a child sex offender, not a sex offender who happens to be a child, a sex offender that preys on children is what I mean with that. I don't think you would have the same energy. You're going, well, the school was deceived. No, you'd be out there with the gammons, with the burning torches and the pitchforks, you know. Burn the nonce. You would have the wicker man out. You would be there, right? So why is it that if one entity fails with one type of offender, it's really, really bad, but another type of entity with the same obligations to duty of care fails, it's good? Oh, that's right. You like them because they play a shooty, shooty, bang, bang video game, you fucking bell end. Glad we got there. Now, all of my fans, all of y'all, you know how it is with me, right? I am the revealer of true forms, right? And what do I mean by that? The type of work I do will expose anyone real quick. And I don't mean by the investigation. I mean by the reaction to the information. Happens all the time. I reveal true forms. Illusions do not work on me. And I can make anybody twist themselves into knots and recant things that they believe wholeheartedly, but they hate me so much they have to stop believing them for just there, just to get me. And so when this story made it to Reddit after languishing in the moderation queue for 2-3 hours, because apparently Substack gets flagged, and it's definitely all Substack and not just mine, the discussion that happened might surprise you, because I thought, surely we can all agree that Nip dropped the ball on this one, right? I don't think that's an outrageous statement at all. Is it? Is it an outrageous statement? No, I don't think so. Oh, no. In fact, what you will find is about 50% of the comments, of nearly 300 comments, are defending Nip, saying, I'm bad, that this is some sort of new low for journalism. And there's even a little enclave of, yeah, so what if he committed sex offences? What are we going to do? Is he not allowed to have a job ever again? I mean, I don't know. Maybe don't give him a camera and say, film these women. Like, maybe he doesn't have that right anymore. But what do I know? So I'm going to show you this. I know we love it when we do the old Reddit thing. It also did make it to Suomi, which I believe is Uruk High for Finland or something. But I can't read any of the comments. So who knows what was happening over there. I'm not Gandalf. I never need to go there. Anyway, right? Let's do the Reddit thing. Let's have a look at these comments, right? So here we go. Now, fair enough. The top comment is one of the biggest sex scandals in Finland and Nip hires him. Laughing my ass off, what clownery. But when you go through here, it doesn't take long to find this is pure formality. It's a pure formality that this guy is going to talk absolute shit. The guy literally forged his CV. And by the way, I love the logic of this. So you're telling me, right? Let's not even use the teacher, school, sex offender example. You're telling me if I applied for a job at a hospital and I put down that I was a fucking pioneering surgeon, I was a pioneering heart surgeon, and the hospital just went, fucking hell, that looks pretty good. Holy shit. We got a bypass. Just come in. Get the scrubs on, Mr. Lewis. Sorry, Dr. Lewis. And down you go. And I'm going, I'm a sick, sadistic sociopath. I can't wait to carve up this cunt for no fucking reason because I'm mental. And I'm there and the doctor, and ooh, all the assistant doctors, the attending nurses. And I'm going, brow, please, brow, get the brow. And I'm just going at him with a fucking hacksaw like I'm a operative of the Saudi state with a journalist. And I kill the guy. Does everyone just go, well, he did fake his CV. So what could the hospital do? What could the hospital do? Maybe check? Maybe, I don't know, make a fucking phone call? Nah. We'll absolve the hospital. They just can't do anything. I forged the CV, so. Get owned, dead guy. Like, it's so fucking dumb. Like, this is how dumb esports is. This is how fucking dumb esports is. This is an esports fan who thinks he's intelligent, making his best intelligent point in the Valley of the Blind. The fucking moron isn't a cretin. Wicked, I love esports, me. This is the best they have. This guy can type sentences. This is their best that they have in esports. And he thinks if you forge a CV, you can just swan into any job anywhere in the world. And there's just nothing that can be done about it. Gee, I hope nobody embellishes their CV moving forward. What would happen? Like, holy shit. Like, anyway, the article is extremely clickbaity and gives a very one-sided story. This is what happened. He then takes the quote from the article that I got by holding back on the story and waiting for comments, doing, you know, responsible journalism. And then he goes on to say, but of course, actual facts get ignored and all that matters is to use a clickbait headline. Embarrassing from Lewis that he resorts to this level of journalism. Flame bait go brrr. Perhaps read the article before leaving dumb comments. Who got the quote, you thick cunt? Who got the quote? Who did that? How do you know that? Where are you pulling that from? Could it be the clickbait article? That's upvoted. That's like, oh, another great gotcha. You've got Lewis this time. Lewis is ignoring the facts. Now look, as I prove it by pulling the facts from his article. By the way, Nip's statement isn't fact. We've just gone over that. It's their version of events. And as it turns out, looks like they told a few little fibby poos. This is an esports fan. Imagine how I felt, right? Doing this story, thinking, well, surely we can all agree it's a good idea to keep young, vulnerable people safe at esports orgs and maybe have less sex offenders working at orgs. Yeah. I thought, this one, this is fine. They'll love me after this one. No! They will actually defend the sex offender and the people who hire them over the evil Richard Lewis. I am below a sex offender in the esports totem pole of greatness. What's the fucking point? What's the point of being in this industry? Like, it's a joke. It's literally a joke. It has to be a joke. It has to be a psyop. Anyway, somebody points out that there's nothing clickbaity in the headline. Like, just to make it clear, clickbait is when you use a salacious, usually misleading headline in a bid to make people click an article. So, you know, for example, 7 celebrities that have let themselves go. The third one will horrify you. And you go, oh, and you click on the third one and it's just like, oh, Macaulay Culkin's got a beard now, right? That's clickbait, right? Me saying Nip hired a celebrity sex offender when they hired a celebrity sex offender, there's no clickbait there. But what people started doing was, to justify the lie that it was clickbait, which it's just a lie that it's clickbait, they then started saying, ah, but what it does, it deliberately makes you think they did it on purpose. I've got to say, esports is fucked up. But the idea that people, like the owners of orgs, are sat smoking pipes, talking to each other. You know what we need? Wow, what's that, John? A sex offender. Like, that's going to take us to the next level, guys. Yeah, oh, absolutely, of course. I totally forgot. We don't have a sex offender on the books. Let's go get one. Oh, what about that guy who was on TV? Yeah, we'll get him. Give him a camera. Yeah. Like, that's not happening, is it? That's your brain. That's your fucked up, broken esports fan pleb cunt brain. There's nothing in the title that even infers Nip deliberately sought out a celebrity sex offender, is there? There's just nothing there. Yet it is said so many times in this thread. It's insane. So, we'll get back into it. We'll read some of the comments right here. We, speaking for all of Reddit, we all understand the headline was misleading and they did that on purpose. That's the issue. Stop being absurd. All they had to do to literally clear up any misunderstanding was to make the headline something like Nip unknowingly hired or sex offender was hired under false pretenses by Nip or any other combination of words to make clear that this guy committed fraud. Now, by the way, I can't put that there because then that is misleading. Do you know why that would be misleading? Because I don't know that. I can't prove that. They might have actually known who he was and thought they could get away with it. And when they were tipped off, they thought, fuck, we're rumbled. Better fire the motherfucker. I don't know. I can only go on what they tell me and what the interview subjects tell me and what my own investigation finds. I can't put additional words in to ascribe intent. I don't live in the Nip executives' minds. I can't make an assumption. What I can do is, you know, like journalism used to do, stick to the facts. The headline is entirely factual and in no way misleading. But no, you want me to mislead you because you love the esports orgs, don't you? You just love them. So I have to fucking mislead you so you can feel good about your choices. That's what you actually want from a journalist. Anyway, welcome to the shallow world of journalism, said uninformed but smart. Can't make it up, can you? The title, Cindelini goes on to say, the title isn't accurate to the story. The title buried the lead. He's heard that phrase before. The title doesn't bury the lead, by the way. It hasn't buried the lead at all. In fact, it leads with the lead. I'm sure you've heard the expression. You have, and you're incorrectly using it. Thanks for the useless contribution, though. Someone here Oi Pony God, lot strong uptake from FaZe fans, who definitely aren't triggered about me criticising FaZe for putting on those Saudi Arabian dresses and normalising the murdering of asylum seekers. The point of great clickbait is to say something that is technically, factually correct, yet also suggests something in the reader's mind. So in other words, clickbait is now, if a headline makes you think something because you're a fucking melt, you've got head meltosis, then it's clickbait now. That's what clickbait is. You don't even have to click, evidently. You just have to imagine something. That's what it is. So it also suggests something in the reader's mind that is untrue to rile them up. In this case, it leaves the reader believing Nip did it knowingly. Not if you read the article, you could in no way arrive at that conclusion. And because the majority of people only read the headline and not the article, he said, making broad assumptions about an industry he's never worked in, they carry on believing what was suggested by the headline. Listen, if they only read the headline, they would know that hired, past tense, Nip hired a celebrity sex offender. They did. Pretty good headline, actually, I would say. I could have made it clickbaity. Clickbaity in this instance would be, like, what, you know, even just changing it to, why did Nip hire a celebrity sex offender? Because then you go, oh, yeah, why did they? Oh, he just applied for a job. Now you've been clickbaited, right? You don't, like, why would you, like, I hate this. This is what I fucking hate about fucking just esports fandoms in general. You're morons. You don't do what I do, right? You might do things I couldn't figure out. Although, based on what you type, I'd be very surprised. But you definitely can't do what I do and don't have the experience, even if you do what I do. I got more experience than you, even if you were the tiny little handful who's had the same training and works in the same line of work. But yet you will tell me what my job is and what the terminology means and how I should have done it better. And you'll do that comfortably. You're like all the morons who say, analysts don't know what they're talking about. Now I will express an opinion about a player despite being a gold Nova 4. Can't you understand the fundamental problem of that logic? How it's fucking flawed at the centre of it? No, because you're an esports fan. You are like the fucking zombies in Land of the Dead who see the fireworks, look up, and shuffle in that direction. That's all you are. That's it. That's what you are. You're not even here because you like it. You're not even here because you like the games. You're not even here because you appreciate the plays. It's just something to fill your dead teenage hours with. It's garbage. It's this or another TikTok video. You don't give a shit. You don't know what any of it is. You don't care about it. It's a joke that you're talking to somebody like me about how I do my job. It's mental. I even saw one on Reddit the other day. Get this. It was somebody arguing about how Maui was unprofessional, right? I'll have to pull it up. I think it'll go in You Speak Your Brains. He was arguing about how Maui was unprofessional for tweeting a joke about Nafani and saying, no, he has an obligation as part of his job to give constructive criticism to Nafani. And someone's asking him, like, why? Yeah, but why? And then it gets to the end, and the account goes, look, I don't want to argue anymore. I've never had a job. I'm still at school, and I've never had a job. And you're like, why are you telling 30-year-olds what a job is? You know, you can just pop any day, like, you just strut the fuck out. Have a case of the McConnells reading Reddit, like, okay, we gotta go now, Richard's blue screen. Somebody points out that the title doesn't say they knowingly did it, so why would you infer that? And then Oi Pony God goes, where did I say the title said they did it knowingly? That's the entire point of my comment. That clickbait says something that's true in a way that makes you believe something untrue without reading the article, which everyone knows most people don't. They do this so they and people like you can fall back on, well, I didn't say X, so it's not my fault. What I said led people to believe X. If you called your friend and said that somebody just hit you in the face, are they not going to assume you mean it was on purpose? Kind of makes me think this guy is like this in real life. If this is his go-to example, right? If you go through this thread, it's not full of people who didn't read the article and assumed it, did it knowingly. Journalists know all this and know it's damaging, but care more about engagement farming and or pushing an agenda. I don't care about your nip hate boner, but you're letting it cloud your judgment. Follow-up comment. It's not the journalist's job to speculate in the title or make excuses for the person they're reporting on. A valid point. Just made it myself. Everyone knows about Nip, and a typical internet response to make someone you know nothing about to look like a fanboy. Has anyone given a fuck about Nip since 2015? The best they got was Device for a couple of months, and even then they were shit. Nip says it unknowingly hired celebrity sex offender. Done. I spent half a second thinking about it. And it communicates the situation more accurately within the headline. You can even change says to claims if you want to push harder on them. Says is pretty soft language. How you say things matters. Ask any statistician who works with questionnaires. Look at any PR in the course of human history. It's very easy to make people believe something while avoiding saying it. We'll move on. He's giving me indigestion. Somebody else points out it's not clickbait. This person, ICL Metal, who replies loads in this thread, said, as if there's only one way to do clickbait. There is. Just because the title isn't the worst possible clickbait doesn't mean it couldn't still be clickbait. It remains not clickbait. Nothing in this article is Richard Lewis keeping the game in check. Because somebody said, shout out to Richard Lewis keeping the game in check. He's reporting something that happened and was resolved, but also making sure the headline causes additional outrage by the idiots unable to read more than a single sentence. So how's any of that my fault? Yes, I reported on an event that happened in the past. Sorry, it wasn't public knowledge. This person then goes on to argue about what do you think Nip could have done better, should have done better for vetting him without breaking the law. And again, there's this, I know no one on this thread is an expert on Swedish employment law, but one person just said, it's illegal to Google, and everybody's ran with it, as if it's true. It's illegal. You'll get to, there are people actually praising Nip and saying Nip are good guys for not Googling. Another one there, it's illegal in most of the Nordic countries to Google the applicants. Someone here, you think we know about Finnish celebrities in Sweden? Banks. Just a round of Banks in the chat for no reason. My regular stalker, BlackDogs22. Celebrity sex offender. Is he a celebrity that was outed as a sex offender? Or was he a sex offender that targeted celebrities? Or was he such a good sex offender he became a celebrity amongst his peers? Again, trying to imply the phrase celebrity sex offender is in some way inappropriate. In other words, he just had to comment on my article, because he comments on all my articles or anything that mentions me tangentially, because he literally thinks about me every day. Then this, Richard Lewis really hates Nip. It's very obvious. The title and everything really is written so it looks that Nip hired a scum and knew about it. In the end of the article, you could see that no one in Nip knew about it. Again, the article I wrote, yeah? The CV was fraudulent, and the name was changed. And Nip kicked him out 8 hours, I don't know where he's got 8 hours from, after someone told them, and they started an investigation. I agree that it's a fuck-up of the HR department. Cool, that's the whole point of the story. But Hay did a mistake, and corrected it pretty fast. What's up with the witch hunt? It's a witch hunt, guys. Except, obviously, in this case, like, you know, there was a witch. Same dude. Clickbait, spelt wrong. Journalism, I'm going to guess you don't understand journalism. Don't do a lot of reading, actually. Clickbait journalism at its best. Lewis is sinking to new lows. This was a wild one as well. This is the Kane's death, who just always comes, like, can somebody check on this dude? Do a wellness check. It's amazing how Riot Games are the new Activision Blizzard. Yet the community doesn't realise it yet. Good to know. Sound. Why do we have prison time and sentencing if you are not free after you do your time? Should you be cancelled for your past crimes after doing time? Seems pretty non-liberal to me. Somebody asks, do you think convicted pedophiles should be allowed to become nursery teachers without a second thought if they've served a prison sentence? Wait, do you think that's the same thing? Like actual morons. Out of all CS personalities, Lewis seemed like most in touch with the reality and able to see things in bigger picture regardless of his position. But this is legit 3IQ take, and in general, this feels like, and is, to be honest, clickbait. Criminal sex scandal in block capitals, which the only word that was used in the headline was sex. Person who committed a crime and now finds new jobs worth an article, or criminals are not allowed to find a job. If you committed any sort of crime and you paid the fine, did your time in jail, you are not allowed to find a job after punishment was carried out. What's the point of this article? What indeed, mate? What is the point of the article? It's hard to kind of explain things to people that are this fucked in the feed. Like, I don't know. It's kind of important. You know, and it becomes even doubly more important when you've got, you know, Nipper saying we're committed to the women's game. We're committed to women. You know, we want to help. Why can't you hire more women? Right, you know. Business partner company, they've took a moral stance publicly on these issues. Okay, cool. So you now need to be held up to a behavioral standard that you hold others up to. This is just standard stuff, guys. This is how the world works. You don't want them held up to that standard that they demand of others. Why's that? Oh, because they will fail and you don't like that. Okay, so no, it is important. This story would be important. I would have written this story about any org. It doesn't have to be Nip. It doesn't have to be, you know, just because Jonas made a tit of himself. This is a story. This is important. Keeping our industry safe matters. There's a world where a story like this goes horribly wrong. Like, what's it going to take? We've already had, like, instances of revenge porn ruining people's lives. We had an esports Me Too movement where we flushed out a tiny fraction of sex offenders, and now, because Richard Lewis has written an article about it, now the stance is, well, if they've gone to jail for being a sex offender and done their time, they should just be allowed to come back into an industry with no oversight. Totally fine then, guys. Richard Lewis bad, sex offender good. That's you. That's what you're actually saying. So, fine, I guess, if that's an opinion you want to put out into the world. Not for me or most people, though, I would wager. Maybe he's changed. People deserve second chances sometime. G2 Flair, of course. I don't know the guy, but I do know Richard got off lightly from his terrible behaviours. I hope Richard gets well with time. So, I'm the ill one, right? Because I got off lightly for my terrible behaviours. Whatever they are. I don't know what terrible behaviours I've done that would be comparable to a convicted sex offender, but I mean, I probably did say something this guy didn't like on Twitter one time, and we all know that is, of course, the worst crime of all time. And there was, of course, that time where I acted in self-defense. It's interesting, isn't it? Act in self-defense, don't get arrested, get cleared by police, have to live with that as if it's some sort of badge of shame for 8 years and counting. Get convicted of a sex crime. Why won't anyone give this guy a second chance? I don't know. Just going to say it. I think maybe you're just disingenuous. I just think you're disingenuous. I don't think you actually have any values. We don't care. Just because he did something wrong, free now, by the way, doesn't meant he needs to be jobless, homeless. So, yep, he absolutely needs to be given a camera and told to film women again. Makes total sense to me, guys. Not a problem. This, same guy, he's been posting all the time. This, Richard Lewis, is how you do it. Title, non-Finnish sex offender, defrauded Nip, got a job with a fake CV. And then they link to a Swedish website. Wonder if there's any sort of, you know, wonder if they could have had any bias over at Fragbite. Who knows? So, it didn't just end there, because, of course, why would it? There was also decided I was a bad man on HLTV, because, of course, this was Nip does it again, is the thing. Points out what they did. It's a Finnish user. Nip's rep was already screwed after what they did with Nork. And then what happened? Somebody brought up the stick. They didn't pay the sticker money. And the guy's like, I didn't know that. Hold that thought for a moment. Somebody compares it to the Anonymo situation when they cheesed a rematch due to packet loss. It's probably a bit more serious than that, but I suppose the video game is important. Not much they could have done. They did a background check on the name. He gave a fake CV. They didn't do a background check on the name because if the alias was established. This is the thing. The alias is on his Wikipedia page. He's been using the alias publicly. It's in the tabloids. The whole point is they didn't do any of that. Somebody points that out. Of course, they still argue. I doubt Nip cares about their reputation. Nip had more sus situations. What's weird is he joined them the same month as Alexi B did. Wonder what happened with that, since Alexi B would probably be able to recognise him. I mean, again, if I believed in conspiracy theories and said this was a deliberate hiring, it's interesting they didn't put him to work with the men's team where they had a Finnish player, you know? But no, what I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to assume that Nip were defrauded and put that in a headline. Just go with my assumptions. Anyway, more talk about the Anonymo thing. They fired that guy 14 hours after finding out, so what's the problem? It's totally fine as long as you get fired afterwards. Common Nip W. Richard Lewis must have a lot of free time. What's the point of this story, laughing my ass off? He is nothing but a drama queen, in my opinion. Yeah, he had a few scoops, but so fucking what? He acts like his opinions are pure gold, but all he does is destroying, never builds anything up or talk positive about anything, completely driven by his own ego. Yeah, I didn't play a huge part in building E-League, which is the peak of CS broadcasting. Definitely didn't play a part in that. Definitely didn't help out things like ESIC. Oh, lol, that was a waste of time. CSPPA originally, lol, that was a waste of time. Definitely never built anything or contributed anything positively to esports in any way, shape, or form. Just don't do that. Only ever had a few scoops. Two scoops, like Donald Trump, right? I'll never contribute anything positively again. And if I do, it's by accident. Because I think you're all scum in esports, from the fans right to the very top. And I hope this industry pancakes in on itself. And everybody loses their jobs. And everybody goes and does something else. And we look back on esports in 50 years as some weird little aberration. It's not a coincidence he's going after orgs like Astralis and Nip, since it's well known he has beef with Nikolai Nyholm, Casper Fitt, and Jonas Gunderson. He'd do the same to HLTV if he had any dirt at all, since Peter Lambeck and Lewis hate each other. I wonder why he has beef with so many Danes. Laughing my ass off. Yeah, see, secretly, I hate Danish people. You know, the scene that I was attending local lands at since, like, 2007, 2006. Used to go to, like, the Slaps and stuff like that. Even been up to fucking Jutland. Anyway, the Hunden articles were obviously perfectly valid. Oh, thank you, yeah. But he also wrote outrage articles after Astralis made a perfectly innocuous CS pickup lines TikTok. No such article exists. There isn't an article at all. I talked about it on stream and made fun of it. But okay. He was fired in 14 hours because they found out who he is. Don't see the problem. Why should they support Ukraine when Ukraine started this conflict 10 years ago? By attacking their own people. This is the person who up above said, I'm a drama queen and driven by my own ego. Maybe he's a really well-informed person. He did something wrong, got convicted, and can't work for Nip. Why? Russian flag there. Can't think why he might have a lenient viewpoint. So, yeah, they did something wrong, but what? We have to hold it against them forever? Can't think why. He'd have that viewpoint. Never thought I'd see the moment when Richard Lewis, in block capitals for emphasis, of all people, is criticising others for sexual malpractice. Anyone? Anyone know what that could be about? Any sexual malpractice stories floating around the internet about me? Any of them at all? Is it because I'm openly bisexual? Is that what that is? I don't know. Is that what he means? He's been with dudes. Is that it? Whatever. So yeah, that's the state of esports. And just to add to it, And to wrap up the Nip talk, what people don't realise is loads of people were going, Nip's reputation is in the bin. Nip's reputation is mud. You know, it's all over for Nip. And the reality is, the modern breed of esports fan doesn't remember these stories anymore. It's in one ear and out the other. In fact, this story is already over. And just, no one will remember it. No one cares. Did you see how in that HLTV thread, people were going, what's that about Nork? And it's like, yeah, you know, what is that about Nork? You know, there was this ongoing dispute. Nip basically pocketed all a stick of money, right? And said, players don't get any of that because Valve said it was for the orgs. And Valve said, no, we never said that. We wouldn't say that. We wouldn't comment on that particular issue. Any contractual obligation, you have to pay a stick of money, that would still count, right? But no, not Nip needed the money. So they pocketed this. No one even knows about that. No one knows that it's not even the first time it happened. Like, we're going back to the Fifth Lawrence and the Freibergs. And by the way, remember, they did this in 2015. I wrote an article about it on the Bad website when I was at Breitbart. So, you know. And they fired Per Lilyfelf because of that. Then Fifth Lawrence reached out to me again, like in 2017 or whatever it was, and said, I'm still owed this money. And so they did a big thing. There was Heaton convicted of, like, tax fraud and some fucked up stuff around the org. The old owner, Fisker, like, fled to Thailand. People were blaming him. There was the PayPal scandal. People blaming Peter for it. People blaming this, that, the other. I met some psychopath who thought Anders had done it and said, if I see Anders, I'll put him in a coffin. Lovable Anders. Came up to me, hey, I'm a journalist. Would love to talk to you about this. You know, 20 minutes into a conversation, if I ever meet Anders, I'll kill him. Oh, I'm going to meet Anders later today. Maybe you're a nutcase and I have to lose you in a crowd now. You know, so Nip have had this, like, history of that. No one remembers. No one cares. The fans don't care. You know, they all say they love players. We love players. You don't care. You actually don't care. You just want your org, your little tribe, the little logo that you like best, because that's probably the, like, level of the criteria that it's on. The team, the org you like best. You just want them to never be criticized for anything they do. And anyone who criticizes them is bad, even to the point where you will falsely imply in public that I'm a sex offender because I'm calling them out for hiring one. That's esports, guys. That's the fan. They don't care. Fans do not even care about this space. We love the players. Do you think players should have support staff that they can trust? Do you think that's maybe important? No? Oh, okay, my bad. Fuck me, I guess.